It's also time for our daily, our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor. Every week we talk with Dr. Adler. Today, Dr. J. Vance Vandegrift from Strand Urgent Care in Myrtle Beach. And today, we're going to ask him, what are we going to talk about? He says, parenthesis, and it's something that I've never heard of. And I've been doing this show for close to 10 years, maybe more than 10 years now. Thought we'd cover just about every topic, but I have no idea what this is. So Dr. Vandegrift, tell us what it is.
I always like to give you a challenge.
you're getting me out of my comfort zone, though, here.
So it's a pins and needles sensation. It's an abnormal sensation like tingling or a burning sensation, that type of feeling when your arm falls asleep or your leg falls asleep. And that's actually one of the explanations is just from a pressure on a nerve, and it causes this tingling, burning, sometimes painful sensation.
Okay, now is this what we often refer to as when you sleep on, you see I slept on my hand fell asleep?
Exactly. So that would be a short-term or transient paresthesias. But then some people have chronic paresthesias related to diabetes or poor circulation. Those are also very similar, but one goes away in just a few minutes, the other never goes away.
Okay, yeah, so I'm assuming that, for example, if I sleep on my hand, you said nerves, but I'm assuming that I've cut off the blood flow in there, and that's why I'm getting that feeling. So I guess that's not the best example. It's just similar symptoms?
Right, it's pinching a nerve.
Pinching
on the nerve. It's not the blood supply. It's pinching the nerve that's what causes that. We see this in carpal tunnel where the nerve gets pinched. You can have a pinching in the elbow, like if you hit your elbow. You know, the funny bone isn't so funny,
yeah.
But that causes that same tingling and shooting sensation down your arm. Those are all from a pinched nerve.
Okay, no, that doesn't sound very fun for folks who are dealing with this on a chronic thing. Is this something that's caused by an injury? Like, you know, you hit your arm against the wall or something and you pinch a nerve, or does it just happen?
Well, the short term is usually from hitting your elbow or from compression if you're sitting cross-legged or something or sleeping on your arm, and that will go away once you release the pressure. But the chronic can be from multiple reasons, but the most common is probably from diabetes. We get this diabetic neuropathy, and that's the same paresthesia of diabetic neuropathy where they have a tingling or burning sensation in their feet. They can have it in their hands. We can see it with B12 deficiency, sometimes a thyroid problem. And it's the same type of pain that you describe with shingles from a shingles outbreak.
Well, boy, it's a lot more involved in this than I thought it was going to be. So, I mean, everybody's, I can't remember the last time I did this, but if I did, you know, fall asleep on my hand or I feel like part of my body is falling asleep, you know, it's a weird feeling, but I wouldn't say it was painful. Although you do kind of feel like, you know, maybe little pins pricking into you, but it's not exactly painful. So is this a more serious, is this more painful, or is it just annoying?
It's a gradient. I mean, on a mild, from a mild disease, it's more just annoying, but it can get to a severe disease where it is very painful and debilitating to the point that some people can't even walk because of their pain.
Wow. How often do you see this?
See, it's fairly common. I mean, it's most common in diabetics, and we have a fair number of diabetics in the area that oftentimes aren't doing a really good job with their diet. So that creates this disease and damage to the nerves from chronic high sugars in their body. But it can be from arthritis, it can be from thyroid condition, it can be from carpal tunnel. There's a whole slew of different possibilities that are much less common, but you know, we see it in the older population when they start getting spinal stenosis and it's pinching on the nerve. So any type of condition that can pinch a nerve can cause those symptoms.
Paresthesia is what we're talking about, a tingling sensation. Now, is this reversible?
Well, it depends on the cause. If you have a pinched nerve and you can relieve the pinched nerves, and oftentimes then you can improve that those symptoms and it can get better. But in many cases, it's just damage to the nerve, like diabetes, and it is a chronic condition, and then it's just a matter of treating the symptoms with medicines like gabapentin or Lyrica, These are seizure medicines that can help with the nerve. It kind of blocks the nerve sensation, the firing of the nerve, so that your brain doesn't receive all of those signals. And in those cases, it's just a matter of controlling the discomfort with those type medicines.
Now, if you know, there's so many things going on with diabetes, and so many results that folks can feel symptoms with. Once you get it, are you able to change your diet and hopefully not have to go on a medication, or is the damage already done?
Well, from a diabetes standpoint, the key there is to make sure you change your diet when you get diagnosed, and you follow a good diabetic diet. And you take the medicines that are prescribed, and you keep your sugars under control, and that's going to help prevent the worsening complication of diabetes that can include this disease.
You've mentioned a pretty bizarre list of things that can cause this kind of thing, but I guess the one that really stands out and gets my attention the most is the nerve damage, especially if you had like an accident or something. Is surgery an option to go in there and try to relieve the pressure on the nerve?
Well, the longer the nerve is pinched, the longer it takes for the nerve to recover. And in some cases, if it's a chronically pinched nerve, then those recovery doesn't happen 100%. So, you know, if I'm dealing with somebody that has a back problem or a shoulder problem or something where a nerve is being pinched, you know, a lot of times patients will just take over-the-counter medicines and wait and wait and wait, and then it's long term before they can come in and get treatment, and by that point it may be damage to the nerve. But if they come in as soon as they start having a functional problem where they're, you know, if they start dropping things, and you can relieve that pressure, whether it be with surgery or with some nerve blocks, then they can recover that quicker.
Well, that sounds good. Now, how does this differ from carpal tunnel? Isn't that the same thing?
It is the same thing. It's carpal tunnel is inflammation in the wrist that pinches on that carpal tunnel area and the nerve that goes through that. And sometimes a steroid shot can help that. Sometimes a patient needs surgery to relieve that pressure and open that area back up.
Well, I did have a mild case of that a few years ago, and I just got one of those wrist brace things, bandage things, and that helped it go away. So, but this sounds more serious. But it sounds like you guys have a real good handle on this, and the medications are working fine for those who do have to go on the medications.
Yeah, it's a matter of, if in a chronic situation, it's just a matter of trying to control the best you can. And some people get good results and some people don't. They continue to have this chronic painful condition. And again, I've seen patients in wheelchairs because of the pain was so bad.
Wow. Boy, I've never heard of this parathesia, the tingling and the sensation that you get from a pinched nerve. Folks, if any of those symptoms sound familiar to you, you might want to go talk to your healthcare provider. Get a handle on that one as soon as you possibly can. And, of course, if you don't have a healthcare provider, you can always go to Strand Urgent Care. They're located on International Boulevard in the Carolina, right in between Carolina Forest and Myrtle Beach there on the International Waterway. And talk to their Urgent Care, by the way, open 7 days a week. Talk to Dr. Vandegrift about it. Or you can call them to make an appointment, 843-945-3030.